This is a Farm Doc Daily Podcast. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason. We're joined in studio by Farm Management Specialist Gary Schnitke to talk about crop insurance and payouts from 2012, in particular for GRIP. This is one of the insurance products that would not have been able to pay out until, well, yields were delivered on the county level. And that has happened, Gary.
Yep. NAS released its yield data on Thursday of last week, so we now can begin to calculate what GRIP payments were. They'll be final after RMA looks over the data and makes whatever determination they need to be. But we have a very good idea of where GRIP HR payments are going to be this year.
So everything from this point forward is simply an estimation, and RMA still has some calculations to provide. But when you look across the state, what did you find?
There are going to be large payments for GRIP HR, and that's what you would expect in a drought year. I'm going to just give you some examples of some payments for the 90% coverage level, which is where most of the payments are made at, or where most of the insurance policies are bought at 100% protection level, and that's the highest that it can possibly be. But some counties have over $1,000 payments at that high protection level, and as you would expect, those are mainly in the southern part of the state. To give you an example, Marion County had a 19 bushel corn yield. Its payment at the highest protection level would be $1,189. So we're looking at some pretty large payments, particularly in the southern part of the state.
Some counties would maybe be, as I looked at the map, an underestimate of the number of counties that were at 1,000, maybe 800 and above. A lot of the counties in the state of Illinois would fall into that category.
Yep, there's a lot of counties at 800 and above. And just moving to central Illinois, McLean County will have a over $800 payment. So will Logan County. Logan's county payment will be over 900, and so will Menards County. Champaign County will have over a $700 payment.
Just a little further north into the southern part of the northern part of the state, once you get up into Livingston County, there are some real interesting things that happen. One county getting a fairly large payment, other counties not getting a very large payment. What happened there?
Well, Livingston County has over a $1,000 payment at the highest protection level. It had an 83 bushel yield, so it had a very low yield. Similarly, Ford County had a 63 bushel yield. It has a over $1,200 payment. Pretty close to it, those payments go down quite a bit. LaSalle County has a $400 payment, but it had 134 bushel yield. If you go one county over, Bureau County had 145 bushel yield, and it had a $288 payment.
And there are some places in the state that may have taken GRIP HR out as an insurance policy and didn't use it last year.
That's right. There's two counties in the western part of the state that we know of for sure. Mercer County had 180 bushel yield, zero payment. Henderson County had 162 bushel yield and a zero payment.
You and I have had some discussions in recent times about GRIP HR versus the RP policies and what that might mean for the 2013 growing season. You happen to like GRIP HR as a policy, I believe. You like the RP as well. Both are good products, in your opinion. But GRIP HR is a product that has fallen out of use. Would farmers be well intentioned to take a look at GRIP HR this year?
Yeah, you can see from it, GRIP makes pretty large payments in drought years, and we've known that for a long time that would happen, and it did happen. It also, so it does provide good protection in drought years. It also does a pretty good job in years in which prices decline. And again, part of the reason for that is because it has a 90% coverage level at the top end versus an 85%. And so that's a 5% difference, or about 30 cents in price terms for corn. So if we're looking at it, or if we're concerned about price declines, GRIP HR will provide some more protection than RP.
It would be important, I suppose, for producers considering GRIP HR that they do take the highest protection level, which is 90%. Do they need to take the 100% coverage level as well?
100% protection level is the maximum. And no, it's not as critical that they take the 100% protection level. As you lower the protection level, you lower the payment when it occurs, and you also lower the premium. So it comes down to a choice of premium versus payment. The other thing you need to keep in mind if you take GRIP is that there's no preventive planting or replant provision, so you have to plant the crop to get the coverage. So and you won't get paid till March or April of the year following the crop.
Thank you so much, Gary.
You're welcome.
Gary Schnittke, Farm Management Specialist at the University of Illinois. You can find his writings online at farmdocdaily.illinois.edu. I'm Todd Gleason.